Hello and welcome to the Against My Will podcast. I'm John.
I'm Serena.
And this week we have probably Will Smith's best movie.
Yeah, it's Oscar award winning. Just kidding. It's Razzie award winning.
I'm not surprised at that at all. Yeah. This week we watched After Earth, also known as Nepotism the Movie. All right, so where do we even start with After Earth?
Well, obviously, let's talk about the accents.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. If you haven't seen it, you...
Don't. Don't do it.
First of all, and if you have to, for whatever reason...
Sick, sadistic reason.
Make it a drinking game where every time someone drops an R... from a word where there should be an R.
No. We could
take
be
like small sips.
Yeah, small
you'll
sips.
Be dead by
if
the end
If you do
of this
big
movie.
Like shots, we may have to be in a lot of trouble.
Because just to set the tone, the first ones where I really noticed it was obviously Jaden.
Yeah.
Who, it's just I don't understand his accent or his like I don't.
Oh, I said
I don't
it sounds like
it.
Matthew McConaughey went to England and studied in Oxford for like 3 years.
Like,
it's like this weird, like, Southern British thing.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
So weird.
I don't know if that's how Jaden talks in real life. Or
oh,
if
he
that's,
doesn't.
If that's
his rapping is great.
Okay, so it's just his, I'm not an actor and this
yeah,
is how I act
and he's
voice.
Thinking I'm trying to, yeah, act.
Yeah, it's really terrible. And it wasn't until... God, maybe like a third of the way through the movie that I kind of had a realization. Because it turns out Will Smith also has kind of a weird
Yeah, no, everyone
dialect.
Does.
And then I realized his wife also, but like in a more natural way,
I think it's
her R's drop.
Americans trying to be British and failing horribly.
No, I think what it is that Jaden's weird affected accent was so bad and so off-putting, but they couldn't do anything about it. So they were like, everyone in the show has to have a weird dropped R now.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what we're doing because I have
so
to
weird,
I have to cover for my kid.
Yeah,
and so I have to make him seem less shitty by making me sound weird too.
Yeah. Hey, at least it's consistent. Well,
I guess.
Kind of. From character to character, it's consistent. With just Jaden Smith, it is not consistent.
I don't even know what this is about. But...
Now, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Before we keep going, you may be thinking, well, Serena, why are you talking down on a Will Smith movie? Don't you love him? Yes, I admire Will Smith greatly. Someone I do not admire is his son. Now, yeah, he's a product of Will Smith, a really brilliant man, but, you know... Will Smith's great at a lot of things, and maybe parenting might not be one of them. And maybe Jaden, you know, but I don't think so, because Willow's not that bad. Like, yeah, she's a hippie, and it's kind of annoying. But she's also, like, a teenager. She's allowed to have that. Like, Jaden's nepotism is not healthy and not good. I mean, this is the second movie they've been in together.
What was the first one?
Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh.
Which you haven't seen yet.
I haven't seen that.
But he was a little kid. He was, like, maybe... 4 or 5, and he was great.
You can get away
Everyone
with being
was
cute.
Really excited.
You
yeah.
can just do cute.
They were very
crap.
Impressed with and, him, which is why it was so sad.
Yeah,
this failed.
Like when and in this movie, where I mean, the whole thing hinges on Jaden for a long time.
Oh,
like
he's the lead.
Yeah, yeah. He
his
he's
father
the lead
is the supporting actor.
Yeah, they set it up like Will Smith is this badass dude who fights aliens and you know is like the head of this security team type thing. And
wait, his character's name. Cypher Rage.
Nice.
Like, what a horrible name.
God. Will Smith wrote this movie, by the way. So,
yeah.
All of
and
the
did a lot of direction.
Plot, names, everything
oh,
is
yeah.
all on Will Smith.
And I found out on IMDb that apparently it was supposed to be, the original film was father-son on a camping trip. And after the car they're traveling in careens off the road, the son makes his way through the forest to find help for the father. Realizing the idea had greater potential... Producer Will Smith and screenwriter Gary Whitta decided to adapt the basic survival concept to a much larger science fiction project.
Wait, who wrote the original idea? They go
the
to a producer.
Screenplayers, Gary Whitta. Will Smith wrote the story.
Shyamalan.
So the story, yeah, Shyamalan.
Oh, this so makes Smith complete wrote the sense. Story. This makes complete sense. Okay. No, so, yes, so Will Smith had the original idea, right?
Yeah.
Of,
oh, totally.
Of the,
yeah.
the car crash and all that stuff. And then Shyamalan and this other dude get a hold of it, and they're like, no, this is a way better idea.
Which M. Night Shyamalan.
Let's do that.
You know.
But what if we also do this?
Yeah.
And it's like that is the death knell of
however,
all kinds of movies.
However, it says, although not credited on the finished film, co-writer and producer Will Smith was responsible for much of the movie's direction. M. Night Shyamalan was primarily in charge of blocking and the visual aspects, color and design, but it was Will Smith who personally coached Jaden in his performance and dictated the development of the story and the on-screen action. After both the story and acting were heavily criticized, Shyamalan decided to take the blame. Good guy Shyamalan, you know?
I mean, he's been in the gutter for so long, though, it doesn't really affect him.
Exactly, that's the thing, you know? Like, but Will Smith also got drowned. Dragged
down. Yeah.
Very, very far.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing, because... I mean,
resurrection.
No, the reason why it's a good thing is this movie bombed so bad that he was like, never mind, I'm going to go back to rapping, which is great for me because then I get to go see him rap live.
Yeah, but he still didn't get the memo. Like, Will Smith was supposed to be in Independence Day 2, which just had a trailer come out 2 days ago. He was supposed to be in it, and basically...
I said no because of After Earth.
No. He
was like, I already have a sci-fi film. Sorry, guys.
What I heard is that he said, my son has to be in it. And they said, no.
Oh,
and he said, okay,
awful.
I'm out.
I mean, that's, you know.
This may be complete
Well, we got to get Will Smith. We got Will Smith. No, look at your gossip columns. You listen to TMZ. Paparazzi taking photos of them in the trash can.
He's on Reddit. Shut up.
Uh-huh. Hypocrite. Anyway. So, yeah, I guess we got to get Will Smith to kind of put these rumors to bed.
Yeah.
Maybe we can have him on as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith.
Yeah, after we're done shitting all over his movies.
I know. Hey, I say it is not... Okay, here's the thing about this film. It is a real bad film. And yes, direction might have been Will Smith's fault. Maybe adding his son into it might have been Will Smith's fault. But Will Smith was not bad in it. He was great. He was not bad. You cannot fault his acting performance.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah, okay. That's not his fault. That's Jaden Smith's fault.
Sit in a chair and look pained for a little
while. I couldn't do it.
Okay.
I would overact and go, oh, it hurts.
I have a note. I have no idea what it was about. I just said, fuck, he is awful.
Jaden Smith.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was somewhere in like the first 30 minutes of the movie where I was just still coming to terms with how really terrible he was. And it was in like the first 2 minutes that...
know right away he's bad.
Well, my very first note is like, Earth is Uth.
Yeah, I wrote, if Matthew McConaughey were British. First thing, you notice it immediately.
Yeah, it's like in the opening dialogue.
Okay, it's rough.
You're already like... So, okay, so
wait,
Jaden
what?
Carrot, so what's his character's name?
Kitai.
So Kitai has a speech impediment. So also, just every, it all makes sense that it started out as what could have been a decent story, and...
Yeah, no, the thing is, I like the story idea, right? Crash, find help.
Okay.
You know, conflict, resolution, everything. It's great. They added stuff that made it worse, and they got a horrible character.
Even the setup doesn't make any sense. Because if you're... So, original story, car crash. Okay, car crashes happen all the time in the woods. You slip on something, you go off the road, whatever. Things happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
This crash of the spaceship, it was basically like...
Well, asteroids got it.
Yeah, asteroids got to the ship. They ended up doing whatever, hyperdrive or something to get away from it. And then they, you know, they come upon Earth, and they're like, no, that can't be. And they're like, yeah, it totally is. And then instead of just being like, okay, our ship is, well, because Will Smith is like, well, jump us out. Like, get us out of here. And the guy's like, no can do. Our ship is really damaged. It's about to fall apart as it is. And instead of, you know, going into orbit and maybe trying to make some repairs. But yeah, make your repairs in the vacuum of space like astronauts do all the time.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's something, scientific thing that...
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
We were not paying attention. There very well could have been an explanation in that we were not paying attention.
There is no way, though.
We were probably making fun of the way they said ours, and then said it.
Okay, if your options are to try to do something by fixing your spacecraft in space, or to go crashing through the atmosphere into a hostile planet, how in the world do you think your spacecraft is going to survive?
Last.
If it's already falling apart, what they said. It's like, so the premise of the crash is utterly unbelievable. And I don't believe it. I'm not on board.
Although, right before the crash, that was my favorite moment of the entire movie. In fact, I remembered it when I first watched it and was like, this movie, I cited this as the reason why this movie could have been good, but failed horribly. And now that I've seen it as an older person, I'm like, no, this movie could not have been salvaged. But right before the crash is happening, they're going through the asteroids and, you know, Will Smith is like, yeah, like, just navigate through it or something like that. You know, hopefully I'm wrong and we'll be okay if we pass through this thing. And the captains go, how often are you wrong? And Will Smith says, my wife would give a very interesting answer to that question. But the way he said it is so deadpan. It was so funny. And it never happens again.
Mm-hmm.
Except for my suit turned black. I like it, but I think it's...
Oh my god, what a line.
That was my favorite part. I didn't notice it, and it was so funny. And John went back just to make sure it was real life. And he didn't imagine it.
It's like if someone did a really bad ad-lib. But it wasn't...
Yeah, totally.
You know what? It didn't feel like an ad-lib, because I felt like...
No, because he was trying to act.
He definitely was.
Yeah, there was, like, pauses.
But it was like he was trying to... I still feel like it was an awful line reading of a line who's already
getting. Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, totally. Really bad. It was supposed to be, like... I don't know. I don't think there was supposed to be humor in it, but the way he said it was so...
Will Smith could have delivered that.
Oh, by far. And that's what I'm saying. Like, had they given Will Smith more opportunities for humor in this, it would have been great. Right? He could have, gone through the pain through humor, like he always does.
Like, and it would have been great. I can see that line fitting into Men in Black really easily.
Yeah, totally. That would work really well. Yeah, you're right. But yeah, at a certain point, just to give context, at a certain point, there's danger coming, and Jaden's suit, it's like some fancy smart suit. It's like, it changes color to black, from brown to black, and he goes, my suit's changing color. I like it, but I think that means something bad's happening. We're just like, oh God, Jaden, why? Why are you here? I'm trying to think of, like, who could have done this justice? Who is old enough, or Jaden Smith's age?
Michael B. What's his name?
Michael B. Jordan was too old. At that point in time, he was my age, man. I was 22 when or 23 when this came out. Yeah, so I think
why is that not believable? I mean, I guess as a character,
because he's supposed to be really young and stupid. Yeah.
Oh, like, he's like just out of cadet school.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Like, just getting into
High school kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the next promotion is college or whatever. Michael B. Jordan was like 20. I mean, I'm sure he could play young, but...
Still could be. Whatever. It's your fake world where we don't know what age you're supposed to be going into.
Black actors. I feel like that's just a bad on us. Maybe what's his name? Hold on. I know this is going to take too long, but it's so worth it right now. Because he would be perfect for this role.
What was he in?
Dear White People.
I don't know.
Great movie. Tyler James Williams.
Donald Glover.
He would have been... No, stop. He would not have been good. Well, he might have been, but he's too old. Like I said, he's my age. Tyler James Williams would have been perfect for this. 1992, so he's, you know, a few years younger, and he plays really young. Got a young-looking face. He's great for the role.
Yeah.
And he's a really good actor. Like, really, really good. He was also, like, look at how cute he is. He's worked with Chris Rock before. Yeah, he was kid in Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh.
The Chris Rock TV show. And he was also in Dear White People. He was also in Go On, which was the TV show with Matthew Perry, which I watched. Whatever. I watched all episodes. But I think he would be so good in it. It's a shame that nepotism won out, you know, because it could have been really good. We didn't really talk about what it's about. And if we don't want people to see it, we should kind of
tell them. Oh, who cares, man? It's they crash land on Earth, but it's an Earth after everyone's left Earth. Get it? And then they crash land, and there also happens to be like this monster, one of the
Ursa.
Yeah, so like one of the monsters that came and actually did they destroy Earth or was it?
Yeah. It was designed to destroy Earth people. Speaking of though, these monsters in this show, the Ursa, they're the exact same aliens. I'm pretty sure the exact same creatures that was used in the TV in the movie Maze Runner with Dylan O'Brien.
Oh,
and,
I haven't seen it.
And what's her name? Solidario.
You got it.
Anyway, I don't know. The girl from Skins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did see a picture, and they do look fairly similar.
Oh, my God, they're identical. I'm pretty sure they're the same.
But I guess, okay, so let's clarify that the monsters, the reason why Will Smith is such a badass is because the monsters are, they're blind.
Yeah.
But they can sense the fear. They can sense fear. They can smell the pheromone that people release when they get scared. It's the justification for this movie. Yeah. And so Will Smith is one of the special ops dude that they're called ghosts because they're invisible to these things.
Because they don't have fear.
They have no fear.
Which is, and the idea is, it's not that there is no such thing as danger. It's just that fear is a choice. Your emotions are choices.
Can we talk about...
Which is Scientology
101. Can we talk about how, like, the very first thing... So, we're just going all over the place.
Yeah, this is...
Spaceship crashes. Will Smith, broken legs. Brief aside, what year are you in? Don't you have, like, things that can fix you by now? Like, are we not in Star Trek by this point of the movie? Like, is it only in, like, the year 2020? Like,
I guess.
But they have... They have light travel, right? I mean, they have speed of light travel, do they not?
I don't know, actually. Didn't really say that.
Well, I mean, they go into some kind of, like, hyperspace jump thing.
I guess.
If this is, like, if you're...
Also, why would you use the word Star Trek when Star Wars is opening in, like, 2 days?
It is.
That's annoying. Stop.
But you...
We have tickets. Calm
you
down.
You can do, like... speed of light traveling, and yet you can't figure out how to, you know, you don't have the Star Trek thing or whatever, you know, like, no, it is a Star Trek thing where they'll just, like, you know, put something to your skin and you're like, oh, that's much better. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but that's so, like,
your medical
way too much suspending reality. We're already suspending our reality for the accent. We can do no more. We can't be like, they have crappy accents. And they have stuff to fix them. We're going to get mad at that, too.
It's already a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah, it's too much for the audience. Too much for us to handle.
The accents. Okay, so the crash land. Will Smith, broken legs, has to be like, son.
Jaden, do this, do that, do this.
You have to go to the tail of the ship, which is actually broken off 10 kilometers over that way. 100
kilometers.
You're right. 100 kilometers that way. So you have to go do that thing.
Which, for our Americans, is 62 miles.
Yes. So... Decent ways away.
It's a long way, yeah.
And, like, 10 minutes out of the ship, Jaden gets confronted with some kind of, like, baboon or, like, some kind of ape creature.
So Will Smith,
the entire time, he has, like, intercom and sight.
He can see everything,
He can see 360 degrees around
him.
He's
very, very a part of it.
Yeah, so he's basically just like, son...
Just do everything
that I tell you to, and you will be okay.
Yeah. And of course, Jaden Smith doesn't do anything.
Immediately.
Yeah, does the opposite.
Yeah.
Stupid kid.
He's like, okay, don't do anything. Just walk away from this monkey. And Jaden Smith starts yelling at it and then throwing rocks at it. And then, of course, like 50 other monkeys come and chase him. And then he ends up having to, like, you know, jump into a river, which monkeys are apparently water phobic now in After Earth.
Yeah.
Because they don't dare jump in after him. And then that entire chase, I believe, leads to him, like, smashing up a couple of the things that allow him to breathe properly on Earth.
Earth is gravitational, blah, 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 blah.
And then he goes on and lies about how many he has, because half of them were broken. And, like, the entire time, it's like, dude, just, your dad really is trying to help both of you.
I know, right?
Just tell him what's going on and do what he says.
And he can fix that for you. Like, he'll figure it out.
And, like, earlier in the movie, you see that Jaden is really angry at not getting through the cadet program to be a ghost like his dad, like, to get into whatever that program is. And he's, you know, like, really, really mad about it. And you get to this point where you're like, well, clearly you're not going to pass it. Yeah. You can't take any kind of direction.
Yeah, totally.
You get scared for, you know, no reason when somebody is telling you not to be scared.
Yeah.
You you lie to your superiors when they're just trying to help you totally. And them survive. Like, nothing that he does
is good. However, in the sake of, you know, defending it, that is a story arc, right? Changing your character. He sucked, and then he kind of got better, and then he could ghost. Right, you don't become a ghost, by the way. You just are able to ghost.
Oh, you ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a verb, not a noun. Just want to clarify that for the people.
Yeah, so
it's super important.
Yeah, it's what I'm going to do later in this relationship.
Some of the people in this, maybe, usually we do cast first, but this movie was such a mess, and there weren't many people. Aside from Will Smith and his son, but also Lisa Bonet's daughter, Zoe Kravitz. I don't know his name, but the guy who plays Jimmy from You're the Worst. And also the red-haired man wildling from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Which was super weird. But however, they had their accents. Wildling had his, like, Scottish accent. And Jimmy from You're the Worst has his British accent.
I'm telling you, it was just those two. Because they had to justify how he got that ridiculous accent, and totally. It was like, oh, it's from his parents because they speak weird too.
Yeah.
Now we have to speak weird.
Oh, after Jaden goes into the water, he gets hit by a leech. He, like, gets a leech on his hand, and I guess he, like, you know, is about to die or there's poison in it or whatever. So he's, like, trying to fix it, and I thought it was a really funny kind of mirrored moment that I don't think many people would notice, which is why I'm saying it. I always notice. So Jaden's face blows up and his eyes, like, swell up, and it's just like the scene in Hitch where his dad's eyes swell up from eating. Isn't that funny? And of course no one's gonna notice, but I thought
that's where they got the idea.
Oh, totally. Will Smith was there. So yeah, it did win 3 Razzie Awards. Razzie Awards are, like, given to the worst movies and stuff. It won Worst Actor, Worst Supporting Actor, which I think is Will Smith, and that bothers me. I think he was fine. Worst Screen Combo, which I don't know what that means, but I assume it's them together.
Probably.
However, it was nominated but did not win for Worst Picture, Worst Director, and Worst Screenplay.
What won?
The Worst Picture was Movie 43, which...
Oh, I only heard about it.
Worst Actress that year was Tyler Perry.
That's
because he played Medea.
Hilarious.
Like, right? The worst screenplay was Movie 43. Worst director was James Gunn in Movie 43.
James Gunn directed Movie 43?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I know. So did Bob Odenkirk and Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, well yeah, a bunch,
like,
of stuff.
All of them.
Well, there were different writers for, like, every little piece, weren't there?
Yes, I don't know. Yeah, yeah, you're right. I could see that. That was a really bad movie, too.
Yeah, it's like, I also wonder if there were not political, but, you know, hippie-type messages in here. Because at one point, they are looking out over the landscape of Earth, and it's, you see, like, a giant sea of bison. And you're like, oh my god, it's because humans aren't there anymore. The bison can thrive, man. You're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people noticed that, yeah, it was totally an environmental situation. or an environmental message.
Oh, yeah. Well, isn't the very first thing like, oh, we did this to ourselves?
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. They had all these images.
Yeah, because it was like, yeah, like climate change and like all this stuff like led to
ironically, though, they didn't do anything about, they didn't talk anything about like people killing each other. So I would say that that would be also why we would die off, right? Yeah. This is kind of where we have to talk about Scientology.
Oh, his ties to Scientology, which you say don't exist because you don't want to believe it.
Here's the thing. Say you are part of a community, and many people in this community are part of a cult. Now, you obviously do not want to join this cult because you're a rational, normal human being. But in order to participate in the events and the movies and the things that these people do, you kind of have to front some money. So yeah, he fronts some money so that he can, you know, blah, 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 get in on the insider crowd. And then, you know, he's not part of it. But this movie kind of makes me doubt. Because the idea that fear and your emotions are, you know, so it says on this thing that I'm reading, I don't know how true it is, you know, I just Googled the first thing I saw. One of the main goals of Scientology is teaching its followers to abandon supposedly harmful and unnecessary emotions such as fears. They're supposed to suppress their harmful emotions and traumatic memories of past lives to gain mastery over matter, energy, space, and time, or as they call it, MEST.
That is pretty damning.
So there's also the moment where, it's real bad. There's a part every couple, when Kitai Rage freaks out, Cypher Rage, Will Smith is always like, take a knee, evaluate yourself. Apparently, this is incredibly similar to a Scientologist process of auditing. So they like...
I think that might actually be a stretch.
Yeah, yeah. And also the use of volcanoes, which also a stretch.
Oh, actually, that's not much of a stretch because...
there was a huge volcano
in the movie. They don't use volcanoes in the movie, but there's a
that's the giant beacon. That's
volcano the, like, right there.
Yeah.
That's true. And, you know, yada yada, Xenu, volcanoes.
Exactly.
If you haven't looked up Scientology, do it.
Yeah, it's funny that you know this.
Yeah, so Will Smith for president.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. That's huge. I don't know his stances on anything, but I'd still blindly follow him. Yeah, I know. Because obviously, his ideas are opposed to Trump, because what he's saying is, Trump's forcing me to become a politician because I disagree with what he says. If he's disagreeing with putting Muslims in internment camps, I am fine with that and I will blindly vote for him.
Okay.
On that reason alone.
So how do you feel about his record on nepotism?
Jaden for VP.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It'd be Kanye, man. Kanye for VP. And you know Kanye and Will Smith could have a possible connection because Will Smith and Jay-Z worked on the Annie movie, and Jay-Z and Kanye worked on Watch the Throne. So there is a 6 degree of separation, which is a Will Smith movie. Reference. Anyway, so there is a possibility. He's this 2020, so, you know, it's a thing.
Is there anything else about this movie that you want to talk about? I fell asleep several times.
Oh, it's crappy. I could barely handle it. It's
incredibly boring.
I kept thinking, like, oh, why am I doing this again? This was awful.
It's weird, because I don't like it when movies are, like, so formulaic and they add extra action sequences where you feel they don't need it. I'm actually a really big hater on some of the Lord of the Rings movies because...
Really?
Well, because I think it's in Two Towers where there's some warg fight where that's not in the book anywhere. Mm-hmm. But that was basically Peter Jackson and his wife being like, we need a fight scene in here because it's a lot of pages without action. So we're just going to write one and put it in.
Yeah.
And like, I just really hate that kind of idea. Mm-hmm. But then I see something like this where it's there's stretches and stretches of
nothing.
Quiet with like soft violin music and then really quiet slow monologues, mm-hmm. and it put me out 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, before we go, I do want to talk about how much it made.
Yes.
The budget for this movie was $130 million. Do you want opening weekend or gross?
Ooh. Let me guess. I'm going to guess. Okay. Hold on.
Opening weekend.
Budget was $130?
$130 million.
Do you have any idea what a normal opening weekend is now? I'm going to guess opening weekend.
Remember, this was 2013, May 31st.
$15 million.
Ooh, very low. They got $27 million. Let's be real. I still went out and saw it. Okay. And it wasn't like I didn't see it.
Well, I was trying to...
Opening weekend.
Yeah, I lowballed a little bit.
And I remember that day vividly. Because I was at home in California. And I was like, I'm going to go do movie hopping. I have to go see Will Smith's movie. I might as well go see the other movies that happen to be in the theater. And I remember being like, Will Smith's movie isn't until 5, but I want to see the movie at 3. Well, crap, I got to buy 3 and 5 o'clock movie. So I actually paid for both films, even though I could have bought the first one and hopped. But I still decided to buy it just so that he would get that $27 million. Hmm. Gross.
Oh, I'd be surprised if they made their money back. I mean, they made, what did you say in the first weekend?
$27
million. Oh, let's say 73.
Ah, you went too high. $60 million. $60,522,097.
You didn't make half their
money.
Nope,
back. They did not.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And I wonder, it's so funny. In this movie, Jaden Smith's character blames himself for Will Smith's daughter dying from an URSA because he hid inside like a little plastic mm-hmm. bubble. I wonder if Jaden blames himself for this movie, because he hid inside his horrible bubble of not
See,
having emotion.
Here's my question, right? Because Will Smith was a producer on this movie, so he lost a ton of money.
Oh, totally. Oh, by far.
Like
most of his money.
Wouldn't, if you were really supportive of your son and wanted him to be an actor mm-hmm. and wanted to give him a ton of opportunities, just give him like $60 million.
And he'll figure it out. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Totally.
With the money that Will Smith lost on this and became not a laughing stock, but I mean, the movie's awful.
True.
It bombed everywhere, and it's not a good movie.
True.
I mean, I guess whatever. He gave a lot of people paydays by, you know.
Yeah.
He's creating jobs.
Exactly.
Will Smith, you know, 2020.
Hey. Hell yeah. Will Smith 2020 creating jobs. What's it called? I remember saying when I first saw the movie, I had to defend it a lot, right? Because. And, you know, I tell everyone, no, I'm still a critical fan. You know, I'm objective. I'm not blindly stupid in watching movies. I know that it's not good. But I always felt the reason why it was bad was that the whole movie was about not showing your emotion. And unfortunately, Jaden showed no emotion in this film.
No, I did. Damn it. My last note is that this movie, and really when it comes down to it, it's perfectly cast for that last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because
he's got no emotion.
Jaden goes back to his natural state, which is just like an emotionless robot of a person.
Oh, and it was perfectly done.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When he finally finds out how to ghost, and he kills the URSA, and it's incredible. Yeah, yeah, he shows no emotion,
now I totally get it.
That's
it's just
how
that
it should
the rest of the movie,
he needed to show emotion.
Completely out of his element.
Yeah, exactly. It was just really sad.
Only just because I just remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Back to when Jaden was first confronted with the apes, the
mm-hmm.
monkeys.
Yeah.
And Will Smith was basically like,
don't
move.
Yeah.
Stay perfectly still. And it cuts back to Jaden, and he's like pacing back and forth. And,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And you're like, what are you doing?
We both put our hands up like, what?
Yeah. Like, you're already, oh, like,
you're already
first
messed
thing,
up.
You're already screwing this up.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I got. I mean, it's just...
It's as if Will Smith shot all of his parts separately, and then Jaden set his parts separately. So Jaden doesn't know what Will Smith is saying.
Yeah,
you know?
He was never given the other dialogue.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he didn't read the script. He was like, just give me my lines, and I'll figure it out. Yeah, it was bad. But, at the same time, let's praise M. Night Shyamalan. It wasn't The Happening. Did you see that movie with Mark Wahlberg and Zoe Deschanel?
No, I never
I'm surprised
saw
that
it.
Didn't drag them down. That was a bad
movie. But like, this wasn't even, there was never a Shyamalan twist, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true. It wasn't like, a Shyamalan movie.
I would have preferred that.
Yeah, totally.
In this movie.
Yeah.
Like, if the thing that got out was like, that was Will Smith all along. Like, I don't
know. Or Will Smith's daughter. Oh my god, and she's coming to kill
Jaden. It never showed the daughter dying.
Mm-hmm. Well, it did. It showed the pincer right through her body.
It did, never mind.
Yeah, no, it totally did. But how cool would it be if it was like, it took her spirit, and it went to kill Jaden Smith because he didn't save her from dying.
Yeah.
I should write movies.
You should.
I should be the next M. Night Shyamalan.
Mm-hmm.
As Fatima. People would also have trouble saying that.
Yep. Fatima?
Yeah, basically. Anyway, so that was a thing. That was a movie we saw. You're welcome, so you don't have to.
Is this the worst movie that we're going to see? Yes. For sure.
By far.
This is the worst far. Will Smith movie.
Huh. Yeah, there's literally no contest. There's none.
Well, you heard it. Heard
ooh,
it.
Words.
We can cut that.
Heard it.
You heard it here, folks. Things are looking up.
Yeah. Well, what are we going to do for the next movie?
I don't know.
Do you want a good movie or another kind of not so good movie?
Well, why don't we do Concussion?
Yeah, you're right. That's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot. Guys, by the way, just kind of to know ahead of time, we're not watching it together because I can't not watch it opening day. He needs to get his money back. He lost $60 billion.
Yeah, he lost million. $60 billion, guys. He was the richest man in the world,
He lost $60 million on this After Earth. So I have to watch it opening day for Concussion. So then we're gonna watch it separately and then talk about it together, which will be interesting. Anyway, all right. Well, enjoy, Esther. And then the other two other people that
thanks
watch
to
this.
All of our three listeners.
Yeah, you're the best.
I don't know why you do it week in, week out.
I don't even know why I do it.
And I know why I do it, because I'm doing it against my will.